to another episode of From Plate to Pollution, where I bring on guests to talk about the different foods that can have positive or negative effects on your everyday body. Today I'm here with podiatrist Dr. Matt Rogalski, where we would discuss the hidden dangers in everyday diets, industrial seed oils. Thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Rogalski. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you and your research?
Thank you, Molly, for having me. I've been in practice 21 years. I treat 10,000 chronic wounds every year. I predominantly do diabetic reconstructive surgery, limb salvage surgery. So wound healing, in the wound healing arena, nutrition plays a huge part. So I have multiple papers written on that. I lecture all over the world on wound healing. I've been a principal investigator in 21 randomized controlled trials for wound healing devices and different tissues in the diabetic population.
Okay, thank you. So just for a little bit of background information for our listeners, cooking oils were initially created in the 1930s because two soap makers, William Procter and James Gamble, wanted to find cheaper alternatives to animal fats for their new bars of soap. And they were delighted to see that the white substance they produced from the cottonseed oil looked a lot like the most popular cooking fat of the day, lard. And there in the soap making lab became the first ever industrial seed oil, a hydrogenated oil made from the waste of cotton production. I think this proves they were never meant to be ingested. Doctor, what can you tell us about the seed oils from your knowledge and their effect on the human body?
The seed oils, we call them the hateful eight. So you have to stay away from cottonseed oil, canolas, corn oils, corn syrups, sunflower, safflower, soybean, rice bran, and grape seed oils. Those are polyunsaturated fatty acids. They create an insulin-resistant fat in your body. They're highly toxic because harvesting seed oil is a very unnatural process. And so that's why you get grease fires. When you cook grease at high temperatures, it can catch on fire. Well, think about that occurring in your body. These lousy oils stay in your body for 600 days, and they're actually distilled with hexane, which is a form of gasoline. Now, be careful, too, on your olives and your avocado oils. Those are monounsaturated fats. So don't use a whole lot of those. Use them in moderation, because a monounsaturated fat can still generate insulin-resistant fat inside your body, raising your blood sugar. Coconut is very good, but get back to your good ancestral diet. Grass-fed butter, duck fat, ghee, great tallow, and even organic lard. And so those are the hateful eight that we call. And you got to be super careful because it's in everything. So eat nothing fried unless you're doing it yourself in grass-fed butter.
So besides avoiding them, how do you think people can, especially when they're shopping in supermarkets, how do you think they can try and avoid these sort of things ingredient-wise?
Molly, you have to read all the labels. You have to look and look and look. This garbage is in everything. And I think, and I'm not a big conspiratorial person, but I'm telling you to put this garbage in the food. These seed oils are the underlying cause here that instigate diabetes, obesity, cancer, cardiovascular cases, autoimmune diseases, and severe allergies. So you have to look, you just have to, and when you go out to eat, you need to ask them, what kind of oils are you cooking with? Because I guarantee 99% of these restaurants are using garbage canola oil. So you could simply ask very nicely and respectfully, what kind of seed oils are you using? Because I'm allergic to seed oils. So that would be a good way for you to find out, right?
Yeah.
In a nice, respectful, civil manner. Because the poor waiter or waitress, he's just doing his job. He doesn't probably know, but he can go back and ask. And if you say you have a severe allergy to it, you bet your bottom dollar that they will certainly help you with that. But you have to read everything.
I suppose. Would you say it's okay to eat these in small portions or like once a week, or just don't try and avoid them as much?
I would stay away. No, because they stay in your body 600 days, creating this chronic inflammation. They are highly inflammatory, and when they're, because polyunsaturated fatty acids are very unstable, and from you biochemistry people out there, they have multiple double bonds which make them unstable. So when they're broken down in your body, they're exerting these toxic effects, and the toxic effects occur greater with higher temperature as inside your body. So you need to stay, I wouldn't use any of that garbage in any amount, but you got to look, because it's in everything. And again, it's staying in your body for 600 days.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, you have to watch.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for that very useful information, Doctor. That's all the time we have, but I would like to thank everybody for listening to today's episode. And the next time you go to the store, remember to check those labels for those industrial seed oils. They sneak up on you when you least expect it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mom.